We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we're starting a new parak. Zok the Mishnah on Tezvav and Beis, a new parak. Ha'isha shenis armelo oy shenis garsho. We have here a lady who got divorced, or she lost a husband, and she gets a ksuba because of that. But the question is, how much the ksuba was? 200 or 100? We lost the ksuba, like Rashi says. The case was that we don't have a ksuba in front of us. And the question is, when she got married, was she a ba'ula or a basula? A basula gets 200 automatically, and a ba'ula gets 100. So he's just says, I'm not just garsha. He marries basula and sasani. I got married when I was a basula. I get 200. But who amar? And the husband says in the case of gerishin, or the yarshim say in the case of almana, loy ki ela almana sasicha, that no, you were almana when you got married. You only get 100. So we have a shaila here. So what do we do? And yes, edim she yotzes behinuma beroisha perua. There's edim that she was a basula. How do they know she's a basula? Because she went out with a veil. The minig was that they put a veil on a basula. And roisha perua, the minig also was, or another way of ascertaining that she is a basula was, if there was edim that she went out with roisha perua, she didn't cover her hair on the way down to the chuppah, then ksubas masayim. So then, it gets a 200, because we have a raya, she's a basula. Rabbi Yechem and Nuri, Rechem and Breika, another raya, another edus that could make her be a raya, she's a basula. Afkila kloyes raya. They used to give out these roasted kernels by a basula. So if you have edim that they gave out these roasted kernels, then it's a raya also that she's a basula. Now, it says over here, Roshe Perua. So the Shittim Gvetzes of the right here says, Shittim Gvetzes says, Makan, that Arusa does not have to cover here. Dafka and Nesua has to cover here. Not Arusa. Here she had an Eris, she had a Kedusha, she was on the way to the Chuppah. So on the way to the Chuppah, she did not cover here because when she left her house, her parents' house, to go to the Chuppah, she went Roshe Perua. Why? Because Arusa does not have to cover here. Now, the Maria Levi, it's a Taz's brother in the Chuvis in the 1600s, he writes that Avada, even Arusa has to cover here, because she has to cover here also. Arusa also strictly has to cover here. I Roshe Perua. So he says, look at Rashi, Roshe Perua. Rashi says, Saira al Kseferha, that her hair was on her shoulder. What's Rashi trying to say? Like, are you trying to give a hairstyle? What's Rashi trying to say? So he says, Avada, she covered her hair. Just some of her hair was sticking out. The halacha is that if some hair sticks out, it's still called covering the hair. So that's the minig of a shoshi to basula, they let out of some of a hair. But vada, it would have to be covered. That's what Maria Levi says. And the Rekega brings down Maria Levi. What? So the Rekega brings down Maria Levi, la halacha, and Mishrua Paskins also, that Sai Arusa, and of course in Asua, has to cover her hair. So Mishrua Paskins in Chelik Al, Simon Ayin Hay, the Paskins that Arusa has to cover her hair. Al-Kaponim, so that's right now we have two Shitas so far. We have Shita Mekabetzes and others who say that Arusa doesn't have to cover here. And we have Maria Levi, Rekeger, and Mishru Pasen like that does have a cover here. There is a third Shita that's much less clear, is that even a Nesua who is not a Be'ula yet also doesn't have to cover here. And that's where the Litva Sheminig of not covering here by the Chasana comes from. But that is a different discussion. And if anyone wants it, I have a tshuva about that. Zog Tamar Avayda. Umoide Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua's Moide of Oimel Chaveiroi Soda Zu Shel Avicha. Now it says here that Rabbi Yeshua's Moide, we'll see what the Lashon Moide is in the Gemara, but Rabbi Yeshua's Moide that there is a case where Migu is Nema. But Oimel Chaveiroi Soda Zu Shel Avicha Hisa Ulekartiha Himenu. He goes over, this guy goes over to someone and says, you know, by the way, this field I'm staying on, this property used to be your father's, but I bought it from him. You know, no one asked him to say this, but he said, he wants to be honest. He said, by the way, this used to be your father's, but I bought it from him. The loch is who Naman, his Naman. Why? He's the one who opened up the whole discussion. So it's a Peshaw's Peshitta. Then, yes, Adam should sell it, but it's Adam that it belongs to the father, and he claims he bought it, he has to be a Raya. One like Achtia, he meant any Naman. He's not Naman without a Raya, without a Star, without some kind of Raya that he bought it. Akaponim, so that's our Mishnah here. Our Mishnah, the beginning of Mishnah has an argument if she was a psula of Ula because we lost the Ksuba. So there it says, if you have Edim says she was a psula good, then the second half of the Mishnah says, Moide Rabbi Yeshua, that by Migu, by a field works. Zog to Gemara. Yeah. Enamel. With Raya. He does. But Shalas is Enamel. He said, the other guy is saying, it's his father's. I have Edim, it's my father's. And you have to bring a Raya, you bought it. Was the Chazaka, not a Chazaka, great question. You have to learn Dr. Zion on my base for that. Now in the ratio over here, we have over here an argument between the wife and the husband, or the wife and the husband's yarshim. if it's a ksuba 200 or 100. So tamid dik edim, halak edim, who wins? Baal mehemen, it's mashma, the Baal wins, it only gives 100. So freit the Gemara, lema tanan stom loik ragamil. Is that not like Rabban Gamliel? The Rabban Gamliel, Omar, I mehemna. We found that we had in the last parak a bunch of times where Gamliel says that when it's a shayla of ksuba, she is neman. If she says, Mishar Stani Nanasti, right? She's neman to say 200. So why here is she not neman? We always said the ish is neman. That's what we said in the last parak, where Gamliel holds neman. Zakhti Gemara, no, it's Pasha the Teretz. So the Gemara, no, it's a Gemil, right? A filter of Gemil, Ad Kalakon Gemil Hasamil, a Bari Veshema. There, she's a Bari. She knows exactly when she became a Bula, and he doesn't know. Avahacha, Bari, Barihu. They're both Bari, Bari, Bari. Here, both Bari, both Bari. Both Bari, you go, Moise Gemil, Raya. Avahacha, but Bari, Ubari, Loi Amar. The Gemil didn't say a Shita. Freit the Gemara, what was Yahavamina? But the Karila, my Karila, what was the comparison from this to that? Like, what was Yahavamina? Ha Bari, Barihu. This is a Bari, Bari. And for the Gemara, keeping the Rav Nosham Besulos Nisos, since Rav Nosham get married on Besulos, Kibari Veshema Dami, you would think it's like a Bari Veshema. Kamashlo, no, that Rav Gamil is masking me because it's a Bari Bari. What does that mean, keeping the Rav Nosham Besulos Nisos? It's a Grashi. Kroiva Tanos Elias Emes, her taina is more carved to be true. Yoise Mishaloi, Ukibari Veshema Dami. And that is like a Bari Veshema. Kamashlo, no, Rav Gamil is Moida in the first half of the Mishnah. He's made in our Mishnah that the husband will win in this case, and you'll say, "I'm Moitzim Mechaber Araya." Why could it's a Bari a Bari? So, Tumar V'Hachinam Mestavra. Taka makes sense that the first half of the Mishnah is Rabbi Gamil being Moitzim to Rabbi Yeshua. Why? I mean, Tani, the second half of the Mishnah says, "Moitzim to Rabbi Yeshua." It says, "Rabbi Yeshua is Moitzim to Rabbi Gamil." So, Yamrit Bishlama, Iri Rabbi Gamil, B'Moitzim. If the Reisha is talking about Rabbi Gamil, they're saying that Gamil is Moitzim to that halacha, that the husband wins, Shapir. Then we understand the Moida. Eli Amr's Loi Ari Gamil Moida. If we say that Rabbi Gamil is not talking, is not in the ratio, it's not like Rabbi Gamil, so what's Moida Rabbi Yeshua? It's what's Moida Yeshua then? Ella Yamr's Loi Ari Gamil Moida. Rabbi Yeshua Lama Moida. Who's he Moida to? Zok Timor, no. It's a good territory, you said, but it's not a Raya. The Hokkan Amistad is not a Raya. Why? Me Savas Rabbi Yeshua Hai Perikin Kai. Don't tell me who said Rabbi Yeshua is going on this Perik over here. He's going on the first Perik. He's going on a migu of the first parak. And he's saying, even though I argue on the migu of the first parak, this migu I'm asking to. He's not going back on the first half of the Mishnah. He's saying, I'm going to you, Rabbi Gamil. No, he's saying, even though I argue on a migu in the first parak, I'm asking to the migu over here. Now, we're going to have to now look for which migu are we talking about exactly. Where was that migu in the first parak? So the Gemara goes to all the cases, Rabbi Gamil, Rabbi Yeshua. What?
Why can't Rabbi Yeshua say Maida, but Rabbi Gamil is not made him?
No, because it doesn't fit in the Mishnah. It doesn't belong here then. It doesn't belong here. If the Reish Mishnah is saying, Ragmila, I'm Moida to you, and Mishnah says, I'm Moida to you, then it belongs in this Mishnah. But if it's, what has Moida Rishu got to do with anything over here? What's it doing here? So it's more Mistavra, it's going back on Ragmila. The Gemara will say, no, it's going back on the last parak, which is also right now. We just had a last parak of Migu. We're saying Moida Ragmila on that Migu.
Unless,
what? This Mishnah is Migu. Peshas Peshit is Migu. He walked over to someone and said, you know, it's really your father's field, but I bought it from him. So that's called amigo. He could have not said anything. Could have been quiet. That's called amigo. Amigo de Bayi Shasi. Could have been quiet. It's called a Pesha Asu, a Pesha Ita. We'll talk about that soon. Zakti Gemara. What are we going on? Which amigo in the first parak are we talking about? So the Gemara's going to go through all those, give us a good chazara of the first parak. Yilei Maha, if it's going on this Mishnah, it says in the Mishnah, Hoysim Uberis. We find the Isha who's Mubaris. But Amru La, we ask her, Mativish Uber Zeh. Who's the father of this Uber? Which means, who are you Mazana with so we know if you're Kashat or Kayin or not? So he answers, Ishplain of Kayinu. It's the Yana person and he's a Miyuchas. So Ragamil Rabbalaza Imrin Namanas, you're believed. Rabbi Shua Malay Mapiyon Kayin, she's not believed. So we see her, she doesn't hold an Amigu. Zakhtamar, Hasa, my Migu Ika. There's no Migu there. She couldn't have said Loi Navalti and then believed now to say who it is because Hare Kresa Ben Shinao. It's clear she was Nivalo. She has a baby to show for it. So that can't, there's no Migu. Elaha, let's see a different case. The ratio of that Mishnah. It says, Ru'uya Midabaris Mechad. You saw her talking to someone. Amrullah Mati was just there. Who is that person that you Mazana with? So, and she says, Ishplay Nakainu. Ragamir Rabbelezo, I'm Nemanis. Rabbi Shua, Maloy and Pianachayim. We don't believe her. So Hasa, my migu, what's the migu there? So Ha Nichal is the iri. There was two pshatim what the baris means. The iri taichta means Amad Daim Amar the baris Nistera, that they were secluded. So there Taka says Rav Gamil says she is Nemenes, And Rav Shua says, not in a menace. There is a migu, because she could have said, loy nivala. All she had was yichud. So migu di boy omer loy nivalti, vikomra nivalti mehemna, you believed. And Rav Shua argues on that migu. So that's good, moid Rav Shua to this migu. But there's another pshat in that Gemara medaberes. Ela l'Rav Asi, which actually Rav Asi actually is slugged up. It's even fair while we're bringing in Rav Asi there, here. Ela l'Rav Asi, doma my medaberes, nivales, what's medaberes mean? It means nivales, my migu ika. What's the migu there? Because there, we have Edim that she was nevela. So there's no migu anymore there. So feed it Rav Asi, what would be pshat in our Moed Rav Yeshua? Ve'ela ha. So let's try the next Mishnah. The Mishnah right before that Mishnah. Ela ha. He ameres, mukas eitz ani. The case there where she was found to be a be'ula, and he wants to either not give the same amount of ksuba or mekach tayas. We'll see in a second. We'll focus on the right, and I learned the Mishnah. Ve'ela ha. He ameres, mukas eitz ani. She says, I am a mukas eitz. Who am a loy? Ki el adrusis ishat. You're adrusis ish. Rav Gamil of Avaleza Eimrim ne'emenes. She is neman. Rav Yeshua Meloim and Piachayim. She's not neman. Hasa my migu. What's the migu? So now we'll talk this out outside before we see the Mishlama. There was a machlekes there. What the machlekes between the isha and the ish were. One man the Yama said, the machlekes was like this. That's pashit, she only gets a mana. Because going with the man the Yama, Mukas 8 only gets a mana. Which is the Rabbanan Shita. So what was the argument? She was saying Mukas 8 ani. And it's not a mekhtois. It's not a mekhtois. He's saying, no, you were a ba'ula from a person and it is a mekhtois. Mekhtois.
Why is it not a
mekhtois? So we have a shah before that Mukha says it's not a mekhtois because it's not called a real ba'ula. But that's a shayla there in the Gemara. That was the machlekes. What?
And she
wouldn't
get even a mana?
Right. The machlekes was called mana v'loy klum. One was mana, one was loy klum. The other pshat machlekes was going to Ramey says your mukaseitz gets 200, and then so the shaila is she's saying mukaseitz and I get 200, even if it happened before, and he's saying no, Jewish is ishat, and it's not a mekach toys even then. One man dema holds that konzo becheskas it was a basula konzo becheskas basula and then sabula is not a mekach toys. Why that wouldn't be mekach toys? Because maybe it's not enough of a deal breaker. A bulam is not enough of a deal breaker. But upon him, that was machlokes in Avarayim Helun the Mishnah. The machlokes mana and leklum umasayim and mana. That was the 2 days. This tomorrow. So let's back inside the tomorrow. Vela ha. He amaras mukatei tzanivu amaloi kel adus tishat. Rabbi Lazar and amaras shu amaloi piachayin. Hasa my miguika. Bishlam the Rabbi Lazar. The Amar the machlokes is bemana veloi klum. That machlokes is either a mana. She's saying mukas eitzani. So I get 100 because it's not a mekach toys. And he's saying, no, you're drus ish at, and there was megatayus. That's mana v'leklum. So migu, so there is a migu, why? Because she could have tainted, migu di boy amras mukas eisani tachtecha. I could have said a mukas eis after erisin, and then I even get 200. And she didn't say that, she's only claiming 100. Di boy amras mukas eisani tachtecha, v'islam asayim, v'ka'amra mikara, d'les la'ela mana, mehemna. So there would be a migu, so you understand, I'm sure argues an amigu, so therefore, we understand that here's Moed Rav Yeshua. El Rav Yechanan, Dom Masayim Amana, my migu ika. Here Rav Yechanan, she's saying, Mukas Eitzani Masayim, and he's saying Mana, so what's the migu there? She could have said, Mukas Eitzani Tachtecha? Moishi, is that a migu, Mukas Eitzani Tachtecha? No, it's not a migu, because anyway you're getting 200, so it's not a migu. It doesn't help when it happened, Mukas Eitzani Tachtecha, not. So like upon him, so Rav Yechanan, what's the migu? Hello, aham. Then we'll go to this case. This case, we're going to have a migu. Hello, ha. Hanoise is isha. This is the first Mishnah of those Rav Elazar, Rav Gamliel, and Meshuas. Hanoise is the isha, the lemotzla basulim. Someone marries the isha and did not find basulim. He marries, she says, Mesha Aristani Nanasti, that it was after the erisin that there was an oinus. Mestach vasadeu, and it's your problem. It's your problem. I get 200 still. He says, "Loi keela achaloi arastich." It was before the erisin that you became a ba'ula. Rav Gamliel, Rav Elazar, Emir Nemenes, Rav Shua Meloim Pianachayim. So there, they're arguing when it happened before or afterwards. So she could have said a much better taina mukas eitzani afterwards, and it's much less because now you still kosh the kain. Migu di ibayi amr mukas eitzani tachtecha loy kapas nafsham kuna. Vika Amran, she says, they're nasty, which makes apostle to kuna, kapas nafshi kuna, and samigu, and there, mishamach kamar agil, mdohemna, vikamar avishul agamil, vahai migu, dahacha, madinilach. I'm with you, this migu here, in the second parak. But the before, Bahumigu the Hassam, Palagina Alivach. I argue on you. So if Gitza, that's the case of Maida, they had a migu, she had a migu, could have said, she could have said Mukasetani. Break the Gemara, Mechdi, Hai Migu, Hai Migu, Maishna Hai Migu, Hai Migu. Taka, what's the difference? They're both a migu. What's Taka, the difference between two migus? Zok the Gemara, I'll tell you the answer. Hacha, Ain Shar Shachal Fanecha, Hossam, Hare Shar Shachal Fanecha. Which means like this. That the migu by us is much better migu because there's nothing, there's no reyesa here. The guy's sitting in his palace over here, on his property. No one's bothering him. No one asked him to open up a can of worms and go over to the guy and say, "By the way, it used to be your father's." That's called peshat peshat. That's real migu. By a case of the Yatvibezim and Bez there before in last parak, there she was found to be a ba'ula. So there's something here. Shar shachal fanecha means there's something here. We got to handle something. We got to talk about something. There's a ba'ula here. So there already, there's not the same level of migu because there maybe she's scared. She didn't think of saying mukuzet any. There she didn't bring it up. So it's not the same level as migu. That's the answer. That's why she was made here. Now it's important to speak out something we really spoke out before we learned the halacha there. That migu is not a real migu. What does a migu usually mean? I could have found a better time that would have been believed. When you taina mukas eitz ani, you're not more believed than saying Mishra taina nasti. Maybe it's a better taina, it's more taina yafa, but you're not more believed in that taina. So we said there from a taisus already, on top of your gimel and aleph, that's not a regular migu. Taisus says over there, lekarele migu elefishu taina mu'ula b'yaisus. Taisus on top of that the gimel says. So stam was what's with kasha. Maisha hai migu, mahai migu? It's not the same thing. This is a real migu, that's not a real migu. So Maisa, I found Shita Mekavetz, that's his kasha, and the Rasha over here also burns a question. And some want to say that's really Gemara's Teretz, Shar Shalach Vanecha Balak upon him. That's already, you have to look into that, but that's already, you have to speak out. Balak upon him, what comes out from the Sugi is that Moedir Rabbi Shua, by this Migu, because it's a very much stronger Migu, and it's called the Migu of Ein Shar Shachod Lefanecha.